Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Tuesday, October the 7th, 2014, entitled The Loopholes, written by Lynn Phipps of Atlin, British Columbia, Canada, and based on Matthew chapter 16, verse 12 in the New International Version. Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. We just bought two baby goats, but before we did so, we inspected the corral very carefully for any loops or holes which a curious little escape artist like a baby goat could take advantage of, as goats are famous for finding a way, anyway, to escape. People also look for loopholes. They seek to discover ways to get out of paying those parking tickets, or taking the blame, or evading taxes. It simply seems to be a natural phenomenon among human beings, which does not exclude Christians. We live in a spiritual generation who love the saying, really, it's all just a matter of interpretation. After all, there are no absolutes. Everything is relative. Too often, Scripture is being twisted and turned by those seeking to discover loopholes which allow them to do what they want to do, rather than what Scripture makes very clear is what God would have us do. We are seeking to develop a God of our own understanding instead of a true understanding of God. This is a phenomenon that is breaking churches apart and driving wedges between denominations. Perhaps as God's people, it would be good for us to do as the disciples did before Pentecost. They gathered together in one place and spent much time in prayer until the Holy Spirit came upon them. Instead of distancing ourselves from one another, perhaps we need to choose to come together in humility and prayer, and to stay together until the Spirit leads us back into a true understanding of God and the plan He has for His church. Let us pray. Father God, draw us together once again as Your people. Bless us with Your Spirit of humility and grace, that we might build upon a true interpretation of Your Word and the plan that You have for Your church, a plan that announces Your love to the world through the love of Your people, one for another. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.